Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is May 6th, 2015 already. We are in May, ladies and gentlemen. We are in May. We are running strong in May. We had a little technical difficulties this morning, but we are here. This is your host. This is your CEO host, Jamie's General, the General Strategist. I'm still trying to pick which title to do, but we are here this morning, and we are running strong in this month, celebrating the mothers this month. We are celebrating the mothers this month. So you want to log in, you want to tune in, tell everybody about the show. Tell everybody to tune in, 6669685666. And you want to tell them to tune in because you don't want to miss anything about the show. I was going to do it for 5 days, but I said, hey, that's a little too much. So we're doing just Thursdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. And I am thankful. I was just sitting here being thankful that I have a show. Thankful that I have a partner. She's coming on the line soon. Thankful that I can get this stuff together. Thankful that I'm pressing forward even though some negative stuff jumped up. You know, I'm just standing here being thankful, praying and being thankful this morning. So this morning we are going to talk about why celebrate May? Why celebrate May and Mother's Day? Why should I do that? You know, most Mays, people say, it's Memorial Day. You know, it's this day, it's that day, it's this day, it's that day. But May is Mother's Day. I forget. Because, see, I always get mixed up on Memorial Day. And then it comes June and then July, and then it's Independence Day. It's just so many holidays. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to just stay home and relax. But in this month of May, we're going to highlight, we're going to spotlight some mothers, some daughters, some people that are very influential in not only my life, but in Dr. Arlene Spann's life. And she'll be joining us just in a couple minutes, hopefully, because we had some little technical difficulties. But I want to get you to understand that in this month of May, we are celebrating mothers because mothers are important. Mothers do a lot of things. A lot of things. Mothers go over and above and beyond, you know. Sometimes we don't talk about it, but we just do it. Mothers do a lot. Mothers do a lot. And sometimes I feel like one because of where I've been and where I've become. And, you know, they have a lot of roads. They have a lot of distance. They've grown up with weight. And then they're moving forward with weight, you know. And the weight's not easy. The weight's not easy. When I talk about weight, I'm literally talking about the struggles and the barriers and the obstacles that mothers have been through. There are certain times when mothers go up and like I said, above and beyond, and they don't talk about it, they just do it. They just do it. So I said to myself, I'm always thinking, okay, what can I do to celebrate the women in my life? What can I do to celebrate the women that are around me? What can I do to celebrate the women that have passed and the women that are coming? So I said, you know, what would be a good topic for me? You know, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th. And I said, well, you know, I can't do it for 5 days, but I can do it for 2 days and just go around and celebrate. Celebrate. I even wrote a book on mompreneurs. We're going to talk about that next week we're going to spend 5 days talking about my book on mompreneurs, and I'm sure Dr. Einstein will jump in and tune in as well, because she's getting I didn't tell her this, but I know she's listening, but she has a couple surprises coming to her this month, just to appreciate her as well. So let's see if she's on the line this morning, hearing her wonderful voice. Good morning, good morning. Dr. Einstein, are you there?
I am here, Jamie, alive and well. Yes, I am in the house this morning on this National Day of Prayer. This is a glorious day to have such a gift of life. It's the National Day of Prayer, and we're here this morning talking about mompreneurs, so this is a fantastic day to be alive.
Awesome. And it's sunny over there, and it's bright out, and it's not cloudy. So it's a good time. So let's start out with a little bit of a question. Why celebrate Mother's Day? I was just telling them that a lot of times mothers go up and above and beyond. A lot of times mothers go so many different ways, so many different hats. You know, mothers do a lot. You know, I'm not a mother yet, but sometimes, like I was saying, sometimes I feel like that because we, you know, sisters, daughters, you know, we all go above and beyond, even though we don't talk about it 24/7. So, mothers is a bit of an important topic because mompreneurs sometimes get overlooked because we think, well, I know, you know, so-and-so is not that busy. Yeah, they are. Mothers are always busy. Mothers are always doing something or thinking something or expanding or developing, or they're always doing something. Mothers are never just, well, sit here and just stare at the wall. Mothers always do something. So, I'm just excited to actually share not only about my book, but also share, you know, give you some more. There's a guest that's coming up, and actually tomorrow at 10 a.m., if we can get on, 10 a.m., Dr. Elaine Fan will be sharing some of her stories as well. But we just wanted to start off today talking about mothers, talking about why celebrate May, why celebrate moms, why do it all? Because, you know, it's just important right now in this economy when everyone is passing, everyone is dying, everyone is giving up. It's just important to celebrate somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's important. I think, when people pass, you don't want to celebrate them then. You want to celebrate them now. Mm-hmm. You want to celebrate them now. So, Dr. Einstein, what do you think about this great topic of today?
Wow. Being a mom myself, I look at it and being a mom who has grown up in the gospel, I believe that motherhood in itself is a calling. It's a calling. It's something that when we look at celebrating moms, it's something that's overlooked. It's something that many people look at and take for granted. It's something that sometimes, like you said, we're not celebrated because, you know, you're looked at as, I can't stand my mom. She's always telling me I got to clean my room, and then I want to do something and I can't go do it because my mom is stopping me from doing what I have to do. So many times we're looked at in that light during the regular day. But then when it's time for Mother's Day, it seems as though all those thoughts that we had in our head concerning our mom, and some they were really in our head, we wouldn't dare say them out to our mom. We might say it to a sibling, or we might say it to a friend, or we might just have it all just going around in our head, but we wouldn't say it to our mom. But when Mother's Day comes, you can see the love. Like this Sunday, you watch, there are going to be lines of people at restaurants. There are going to be cards and flowers, and there's going to be I love yous, and there are going to be hugs and kisses. Why? Because then everyone comes to the realization that moms are important. Then people come to the realization, wow, I still have my mom with me. And then there's going to be those, Jamie, who maybe their moms have gone on like mine, and they're going to go down, if they're able, to a grave site, and they're going to plant some flowers there or place them, and they're going to talk to that site and talk to their mom, because they're going to see that she was an important part of their life. So when we begin to celebrate Mother's Day, we understand that mothers are important. First of all, they're our first teachers. So as children, we don't realize that from the time they come from their mother's womb as children, they're being taught by their, even before they're born, they're still being taught, but that's a topic for another day. But it's the kind of thing where we need to know that a mom is your first teacher. So is she important? Yes, indeed, she is important. Is it important to celebrate her? Yes, it is, because otherwise the only thing you see your mom as is she's always telling me I got to wash the dishes and I always got to go clean the bathroom and mop the floor and vacuum. And so then we're only seeing her in what we consider that negative light. But on Mother's Day, all the moms get to shine, and they get to shine well. And they get to be catered to. So guess what? I am so looking forward to Mother's Day on Sunday. I'm just going to sit back and go, ah, it's my day. Back to you,
I wish I could do that. I got to rip, race, run. Do this, do that. Go ahead, go there. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like double duty for me. Because, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful because my mother's still living. But, again, it's that my on my mother's side, my grandmom is still living, so we got to go and celebrate with her. And you're right, you know. Mothers are our first love. Mothers are our teachers, you know, our the first person, I believe, that even comforts us as well, you know, from coming out of the womb. You know, and I just saw that. Coming out of the womb. You know, mothers do a lot of things. And, you know, I can't express it enough, you know, for the people that are around me and for the people that are listening. You know, there's people that are listening. Some people's mothers have passed, but then there's some people's mothers that, you know, you may be able to fill in the gaps with other mothers. And not only mothers, there's grandmoms, you know, there's aunties. You know, I still have my dad's auntie still living. And my other auntie, she has passed. My uncle, one of my uncles passed. But you know, we never think about more than just the mother. You know, the grandma, the auntie, the sister. Well, sometimes it could be the sister, because I know. I think I heard my sister-in-law say when she was growing up, she used to take care of her cousins, and I think her younger siblings or something like that. So, you know, she used to be the person that took care of everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that for a long time, well, that could be a little hard. And then when you grow up, you're like, oh, my goodness, am I really a mom, you know? And then you question yourself because you're, you know, for so long you've cared for the siblings under you, or the siblings mm-hmm. that are around you, and you had to protect them and tell them what to do. You know, and we forget about the families that say, watch after your brother or your sister or whoever that's out there. We often forget about that. We don't spend enough time, you know, because I know growing up, my brother used to watch after me, and sometimes he still does, thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, both of my younger sister and my older brother are married, so, you know, they can't really be in my life like they want to, thank God, because they're married, you know. So I'm busy watching after my nephews, which sometimes even feels like an extra duty. So what I'm saying is your life does not end with just people that pass. There's more in your family when you say, okay, well, why I go visit so-and-so? Well, why should I just stay in this house and not go visit anybody? It's Mother's Day. If you don't have any mother or any father in the house, go visit your cousin. Go visit your relative. Go visit your auntie or your uncle. You know, sometimes your father can be a mother to you sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's wow. May I interject?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow, wow, wow. You said a mouthful, because as before we could get on the show, when we were trying to get on the show at this morning, but my family, we were texting back and forth about our plans for Mother's Day. And we had, you know, planned an event that didn't fall through. But at any rate, my brother, who his wife was killed in a car accident, I guess in way back in 1990-something, I don't remember, but he had three children to raise. He was left with three children. They're all adults now. The youngest now mm-hmm. being, I guess, what, 21, I think. He just turned 21. So their age range, I think, is 26 to 21. And to watch him be both never remarried or anything like that, so to watch mm-hmm. him be both a mom and a dad. You know, we oftentimes talk about the single mom. You know, you hear that all the time, the single mom raising the children.
Right.
But here was a man, a single man, raising three children, two boys and one girl, on his own. And he was my baby brother, and I look up to him. Like I said, he's my baby brother, but I look up to him in how he was able to raise them. Not only, he's a fatherpreneur, you know, keep a business going. So he's both a mompreneur, fatherpreneur, all mixed in one. So when you said that, you made me think about him. So every time there's a Mother's Day and a Father's Day, we celebrate him. So we'll be celebrating him on this Sunday along with everyone else. So when you said that, you made me think just about
wow.
what's going on in my family. The fact that God had planted in my brother's heart to have a business of his own. But in the process of having that business of his own, he still had to raise his family. And he's done quite a good job at that, having his boys to run to work with him, his daughter alongside him. In some instances, she's a mom now herself. But to see that in my own family makes me think about what you just said. Right back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Yeah, because we never think about the family that doesn't have a mother. We never think about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we always think about, oh, it's Father's Day, so we're going to just do it in June. You know, we don't think about, you know, you know, the father that has to hug, the father that has to hold, the father that has to actually care for the family and put on different hats as well. But
mm-hmm.
we're here to talk about moms and
mm-hmm.
the things that they do. So, within the celebration of this and celebrating it all month long, we're going to do this Thursday and Friday. And but all next week we're going to talk about, for 5 days, we're going to talk about some of the things that I put in my book. Some of the things that I put in my book. So along with that, I'm going to give out some free samples to anybody who either tunes in or emails me. So get your hands ready. Get prepared. I've been putting out some images and some things on social media, and I've been, you know, trying to build them up and prepare them for next week. So because I really, and the reason why I'm doing this is not just to just to preview my book. Understand me. I'm doing it to give. I love to give. This is something I do on a regular basis, and it would be crazy of me to say it's Mompreneur's Day and not for me not be able to give anything, you know, because I'm giving to all the mothers, not to everybody. Now, if you're a father and you take care of the mother duties, well, email me and let me know. But for right now, we are focused on the mothers that just do different things. You know, you're a businesswoman. You take care of your household. You take care of the dogs and the cats and the, whatever else you have in the house. You know, and then on top of everything, you're supposed to be the encourager. You're supposed to be the person that always gets up in the morning and says, okay, hi, how you doing? Okay, get ready for school. Okay, do this. Okay, do that. You know, and then the father sometimes has to shift and take care of the son or the daughter that has to get prepared or ready to go out into the world. But, you know, and everything that we do, we want to make sure that we celebrate the mothers and make sure that they're celebrated. So you are celebrated today, every mother that's listening. But I want you to tune in. I want you to tune in all this month, you know, because every day is going to be a different show. You know, who never knows? I may do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Who never knows? But I'm going to let you know specifically, not only because you're following me, but because you are celebrated this month. So we are almost out of time already. But I know, right? We just got started. But mothers is just so important. So what are some things, Dr. Onyx-Fan, that you think about when it's Mother's Day? What are some things that you think about?
Wow. When it's Mother's Day, on a spiritual sense, what I think about is, have I been the, what we say in church, the Proverbs 31 woman, or am I working towards being that? Am I one that in my mompreneurship, am I rising up early and doing things for my household? Am I feeding them God's word? Am I walking in wisdom and helping to make my family wise? What am I doing? You know, am I taking my motherhood and look at it as a calling that God called me to be that mother? And even as my children are yet grown, am I helping to impart wisdom in them and helping them to see things from God's light when they come to me? And what kind of relationships am I developing with people around me? So that's what I'm looking at, even as I... There's a scripture that says, but let a man examine himself. As I examine myself, I'm asking God, how have I been as a mother? Have I been a good representation of you and what I've been doing? And if I haven't, you know, I'm asking his forgiveness. And I know that he forgives me because he said that he would forgive and that he would point me in the appropriate direction so that I can mend anything that is left to be mendable, if that's such a word. But it's just looking to see, you know, and it's not easy, Jamie. And, you know, you take care of nephews. Being a mom is not easy. But I look at it still as a calling, knowing that God has entrusted me with these lives to lead and guide them in the best of my abilities based on His Word. And that's what I think being a mompreneur is looking at the business from the business aspect, but also looking at the fact that God called me to be that mom first before there was that business. So that's my take on that. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. Being the call, even though you weren't called to business first. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I never thought of it as a mompreneur being a call. I just thought of it as you grow and you are in somebody's house, you are tuned in to how to be a mother. You know, I never thought of it as really having a call, you know, because most people do, you know, I want to say this too, most women, you know, they're running to church every night, you know, they do double, not only all the stuff in the family, not only all the stuff in the business, but they're running to church almost every night. So, you know, it's having a call is, wow, it's a different way to look at it. But we are out of time. We are not out of words, ladies and gentlemen. So how can we get in touch with you and your product? That's awesome.
You can, and you know, that's excellent. You can get in touch with me, and now I am pushing my book a little bit, Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program, because in that book, you will get the story about my mom. You'll get to hear a story about my mother, and if you want to get a copy of that book, you may go to Amazon.com, look for Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program, or you certainly may email me at ArleneSweats@gmail.com, and I can send you an autographed copy of that book. But in that book, you're going to learn about my mom, who was the mom amongst moms, is what I say. But, you know, everyone should feel that way about their mom. Back to you, Jane.
And ladies and gentlemen, she will be sharing, actually, one or two days in the third week of May, and I can't wait for her to share some things about her and her book. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is, what's today? I'm getting mixed up with my days already. Oh, my goodness. Today is Thursday. So go out there and enjoy your day. Enjoy your day. Have a wonderful, exciting day, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. I have a special guest, and I don't want you to miss it. It's about Mother's Day, and it's about celebrating others instead of yourself. So I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, go out there and share and celebrate others this month. God bless you, and I'll chat with you again on tomorrow at 10 a.m.